Hey, you should start a band.
Absolute ripper of a track. That is Have a Nice Day, Sir, from Morgoth. I'm very lucky to be joined on the airwaves by Jamin and Casey from Morgoth. Kia ora, guys. How are we going?
Hello. Very well.
Thank you so much for making the time to chat.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, anytime, anytime. You guys are based down in Pōneke, and that was your debut single, and now we have another single, your sophomore single, I Hate It Here. How do you feel to have two songs out in the world?
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. We've like made it.
It's like a movie, man. Nah, I'm real happy, yeah. Real happy to have some more music out.
Yeah, cool. I mean, you've been around a wee while now, like just over a year, right?
Yes.
Yeah, around that, yeah.
And like gigging quite a lot down in Pōneke. Yeah, it seems like you guys are just playing shows all the time, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty busy in Wellington. There's kind of too much going on. And we've just been very lucky enough to do that. And we played one in Auckland, actually, in March this year with Saltwater Criminals, which was pretty cool.
Epic. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, love Auckland.
Cool. I really want to talk about, you know, when you've been gigging for a wee while and then you move to recording, and yeah, you've only got two songs out, but does it feel like the live music and playing gigs all the time really influences how the recorded stuff sounds?
Yeah, definitely. I start all the recordings as bedroom demos, Casey here, and they always sound fairly different by the time we've kind of been playing them for a while as a band and everyone's kind of put their own sauce on them, especially the drums and Jamin with his solos.
Mm. And so the process starts in with your bedroom demos, and then what does it look like from there? Has it been pretty similar for the two singles or quite different?
Yeah, it's been pretty similar for both of those, actually. I wrote them kind of around the same time, so they have quite a similar vibe. And they were both ones that I brought to the guys kind of on the inception of the band, quite sheepishly, and was like, oh, do you guys want to play these live maybe? And yeah, they just made the song sound way better than what you're hearing now. So I couldn't be happier.
So you guys really had original material like from the get-go.
Yeah, I kind of wrote the song, a couple of songs, and then decided I wanted like a project to write more in that style with, pretty much.
Mm. And so what did it look like when you brought the rest of the guys in? Like how was the band born?
So me and Jamin met at jazz school here in Wellington at Victoria. And that's how we met Ryder as well, the drummer. And at the time, we were both playing a lot of jazz, learning a lot of solos and stuff. But we became good buddies, and we both had an affinity for metal somewhat and heavier music. And I just kind of wanted an outlet where instead of practicing crazy saxophone solos and playing 40 chords a song, I could play 4 chords a song and they were all out of tune.
Nice.
And I think Jamin really liked that idea as well, just as an outlet for not practicing jazz. And then it kind of snowballed, and now we're kind of doing it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting the amount of musicians in Aotearoa that come out of jazz school and are playing like really not jazz. but it seems to inform the musicianship quite well. Do you feel like it's been a good foundation for you guys?
Yeah, totally. It's awesome to have some knowledge of theory in that, and so that like you can shun it by choice, which we usually do. But then every now and then we go, oh, why don't we chuck some jazz licks in here, mainly as something that's just funny to us more than anything. But that helps our sound become a bit more unique, I think.
And I think surprised like how similar like some of the energy and stuff with like heavy music and jazz is. Like I think most people think of jazz as like elevator kind of, you know, kind of that kind of chill music, but with like bebop and stuff, it's like it is loud and it's like it's full on and like it's the energy is crazy, there's like random crap happening everywhere, but it's like awesome. So I kind of get the same feeling from playing more goth music and like that kind of jazz stuff as well. So like it just works, it works really really well.
So lyrically and thematically with the singles, I mean, your name being Morgoth and the song being called I Hate It Here, like there's so much angst and I love it. Where does that come from?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a lot of very sarcastic angst on my end. Like I just find that really funny. I find like the idea of being really angsty, like to be really funny. And so I kind of just like built a whole aesthetic around the idea of that, I guess. Like the term Morgoth economy, so it's like a fake goth, like we're kind of just poses in a scene. That's how I kind of thought of it originally. I was just like, that's funny. And then all the lyrics in the new song, they're about like kind of experiencing life in your early 20s and mid 20s, and so like some the topics that like everyone could probably relate to, and they're kind of serious topics, but like the way I'm thinking of them is just very sarcastically. And so it's kind of like fitting in and then like thinking it's so lame that you're fitting in. And then like just that is, I don't know, a funny thing to me.
Yeah, it's a lot of material to like troll on, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. There's an excellent music video with this. I don't know if this was the idea behind it, but the art student in me is definitely getting like PE, like PTSD from like high school and like not doing well in school sports. Is that where this came from?
Yeah, we actually had a few people that were supposed to be in the music video that backed out because they were like, oh no, I have trauma from PE. so I was like, yeah, fair enough. But we had, we shot that video with our good friend Jamie Hutchie. It's actually just a promo, a promo video at the moment, so it's like a minute long. The full version's coming out in about a month.
Yeah,
the idea behind it was, yeah, pretty much just like goofy high school PE.
Again, being posers, just getting balls thrown in our faces.
Yeah.
It does a great job of like highlighting that angst of it all. Very good. We'll listen to the song in a second, but is there more stuff on the way for you guys?
Probably just want to say we've got a gig coming up next weekend in Wellington for those listening that will be around.
I mean, might as well run it. Yeah, we're playing the iGum 10th anniversary next Saturday.
Cool.
Which is pretty special, pretty honored to be on there. Kind of like I guess kind of like the Others Way kind of thing, where it's like there's three venues in Wellington and there's bands playing all of them, and it's like they're all on Cuba Street pretty much. But yeah, and then we're just pretty much hitting the studio, finishing off some songs, and then pretty sure we'll be back up your guys' way pretty soon.
Yeah, hopefully over the summer.
Cool. So we can expect some gigs and some new music.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Oh, very exciting. Okay. I think we should listen to I Hate It Here from Morgoth. Thank you so much, Casey and Jamin, for having such a lovely kōrero with me. It's been cool to hear more about what's happening in your world.
Oh, thank
awesome,
you, guys.
Thanks.
That's more.